begin by checking in. How are you right now? How are you feeling? What's going on?
Some excitement sitting here. Also some joy, like just enjoying. Also, I was connected to, like, just thinking about my wife and how much I like that we're happy. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And so, can you identify the stimulus, the exchanges that you've had in relation to which you want to have a dialogue?
Yes. It is about, like, the way we want to live our lives, like where and how. There we had ongoing dialogues about this. Mm-hmm. And now what I said to you, I imagine a wish to have a different kind of dialogue. Because the ones I had, we had one, like, really not satisfying.
Not connecting.
Not connecting.
So you've had dialogues around how you want to live your life, where you want to live.
Yes.
And the dialogues that you have had, when you imagine those, I imagine it brings something up in you.
Yeah.
Okay. So given imagining, connecting with her and having a dialogue around this topic, when you intend to connect to what value, what needs do you want to convey? When you imagine that, is there something that comes up in you? Any of the experiences right now that come up?
Like my needs?
Yeah, that would be the intention. You start out with connecting with your needs. Yes. If some other reaction, fear, or jackal comes up when you're trying to connect to that, just let me know.
Yes. Well, really feeling the space to show my need. Really show it. Here it is, and yes, want to be seen with that. Just feel very comfortable with it, showing it, actually.
So immediately, what I'm hearing, the basic need is to have a space where you reveal your need.
Yes.
Where you're seen and heard in your needs.
Yes. And actually also that I'm allowing myself to really see my need. I have a judgment, like, or I'm saying, I shouldn't want this or that.
So even then, in connecting with yourself before this, your own judgment, I shouldn't have this need. Say more about that. What is?
Yes.
I want to hear more of what.
Or more like what the outcome would be, like the strategy.
Yeah.
A good husband should follow the wife. I mean. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's a belief somehow.
Yes.
The husband should follow the wife, and meaning I as a husband should not think about or care about my needs.
Not too much, at least. I mean, number
not
one.
Too much.
Number one is the partner.
Yeah. So the partner, the wife, is part of this belief. It's more important than my needs. I have mine, but not too much. Her needs are more important.
Yeah. At least there's some part of it. Like, I think I'm living completely different. I'm living more like my needs are more important. That's the way I live. But I judge myself. But somehow, I don't know.
There's a little bit of uncertainty.
Yes.
Because it sounds like you go both ways. You see, you observe that the way you live, it seems that my needs, your needs are more important. And yet there's a belief that you're aware of that her needs should be more important.
Yes.
Is that so? Both of these are going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what are you experiencing now, just having expressed what you did? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I don't know, some tingling inside, or maybe a bit of sadness.
Yeah. I'm wondering if that sadness is a loss, missing a particular way of quality of being with your wife in relationship where both your needs and her needs, they're both precious.
Yes.
They're equally held. Does that resonate?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think I do not hold them equally.
Yeah. When you recognize you do not hold your needs and her needs equally, fully, that is this where you feel the sadness?
Yes, yeah. And some bitterness.
Bitterness.
Yes.
Yeah. So bitterness, say more about that. What is the bitterness?
Yeah. Like you really missed something.
Mm. Yeah.
For a long time.
Do you feel the word bitterness, a particular energy and feeling?
Yes, something
strong.
Yes, and like hold.
Holding, yeah.
Yes.
Is it bitterness? Is it a form of anger?
Anger about myself, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anger towards yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And in this anger, what is it that you're thinking in the anger?
I should hold the needs equally.
Yes, okay. I should hold these needs equally. And
they do not.
And you don't. And you feel bitter, a little angry, tight, when
yes.
you observe that you do it differently than holding them equally.
Hmm.
And in this experience, do you want to, do you long to hold both you and your wife equally in your needs? Is this what you long for?
Yes, I mean, there's this one part where I long for that.
So it's one part.
Yes.
Maybe there's another part. But in this one part, what are you experiencing when you say, I long for this?
Yeah, it's some calmness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Also, there's this, but I want to live. I want to live. Come on, just,
Say more about that. There's a, I sense an energy, a passion, when you say, I want to live.
Yes.
I want to hear more. What I want to live, what is that?
So I do not want to take care about other needs.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take care of my needs fully.
Mm.
Live. Not withdraw and look for others.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah. So this energy, this feeling is, I want to fully honor me, my energy,
yes.
my needs. Yeah. That's what that feels like.
That feels good.
It's good, yeah. And you don't want to restrict it.
No.
Hold it back. Because I sense that you have held it back. You have
yes.
restricted it.
Yes.
You want to fully reside, feel, live in your needs.
Yes.
And not be afraid to share this.
Yeah. Yes. There's also a lot of shame.
Yeah. And the shame? What is the shame? What's your experience of this?
You can't do that. I mean,
some boy saying, you can't do that.
No.
Because if you do that, then what?
Yes, I mean, some unknown could happen or something.
It's fearful. There's something. There's something not right, bad, wrong,
yes.
scary if you do that.
Yes.
There's some voice in your head, some rule that you've internalized that you can't really be in the energy of what you want.
Yes.
Yes.
Like I should not want.
You shouldn't.
I'm not allowed to want.
Yeah. And this is, I'm hearing that you say that, this is inside of you, like these two parts.
Yeah.
This part of you that says, ah, this is my needs, this feels really good.
Yes.
And then this other part comes in, this voice from somewhere, you shouldn't want that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, consider the other.
Consider the other.
Yes.
So that's what's behind it.
Yes.
You shouldn't want this because if you do, it means you're focusing only on yourself and not the other.
Yes.
So,
yeah. And then it's harmful for the others, or something to bury.
Something to bury?
Like, I don't know if it's the right word, but...
It's harmful.
Harmful, yes.
It might hurt them.
Okay. Yes.
So in this voice that's fearful, I'm wondering if, just to sense into, what's the value and the need behind this? Is it... You want to care for the other.
Yes.
That's... You want to make sure that if you express yourself, your energy, that you care for the other person and don't deny them and their needs. This voice reminding you to look at the others in their needs and not just yours.
I don't know.
You don't know.
So now
okay.
I'm, yeah.
Okay.
I do really value the others.
Yeah.
Really.
So the part of you that does.
Yes.
So when you say that, what does it feel like? What do you feel emotionally? What do you feel in the body? You say, I do value the other's needs. In this case, your wife.
Yes.
You value her needs. What does that feel like?
Yeah. Just an open feeling.
Yeah. Okay.
Tender feeling.
Yeah. Care, love, tender.
Yes.
And as you end this, can you let that be there and connect with my needs also?
Yes, it's kind of fragile.
Yeah, it is fragile. It's new, I guess. It's new. Because in the past, I'm hearing that it's been either one or the other.
Mm.
My needs, and then the shame voice saying you shouldn't, and then now her needs, tenderness.
Yes.
And so both. It's fragile to hold it.
Yes. And I would like to see this happening in the actual conversation then.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. As you say that, senses, I would like to see this happening. So do you feel this as a longing, as a desire?
Yes.
This is the beautiful vision, the energy that I want to see and experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think life would be really magic or if this...
Let's just say there's two different parts of this. This is important. It would be really magic, and sort of the mind imagines the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's okay. That's just still projecting into the future. That would be magic. And right now, now, not in the future, can you allow that reality to be in your vision? This longing. This beautiful holding of your... It's important to you and your needs and her needs. That if you could, that doing this is something that you can feel the possibility of right now.
Yes. Some, like moving in the body and just I'm very confident.
Does that feel confidence? No. You feel that? Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel it in your body?
So, still some sadness.
Some sadness, okay. Allow the sadness to be there with the other feelings.
Hmm.
What is the sadness about?
it's just so unknown.
It's unknown. It's okay. Yeah. You can just let it be there. The sadness. Sense the sadness and just sort of let yourself feel the sadness.
Mm.
Be with it and notice what might arise.
Yes, but so I wish some support for that to happen.
For what?
To holding both.
Okay. So this is a lot. I'm guessing it's new, it's fragile, and you're needing support, meaning you're needing a sense of something to help you, hold you in this, to strengthen it.
Yes.
Perhaps some inner confidence and trust, some energy of support.
Mm.
So share with me what you're aware of right now.
I sometimes have some images of my mother that I wished her support for that when I was very young. Now then, sometimes I have image from my wife right now where I wish her support.
So what arises in you is something in you, perhaps pulling memories from your mother and your wife, but something in you so longs for support.
Yes.
Especially in matters that are very important to you.
Yes.
Where you sometimes feel alone or not strong.
I really like to feel supported.
Yeah.
When somebody does something, I see a support.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Even as you smile, a sense how wonderful and nurturing that is to receive this energy of support.
Yes. Especially when I feel weak.
Yeah.
Or shameful.
Yeah.
There I can really connect. This I want to know.
Yeah. So you feel this now within you, naming it, to be able to honestly name, especially when I feel weak or shameful.
Yes.
This is when you can connect to the energy, the longing of support. And as you say that now, can you feel that energy of support? With just to feel it?
Yes. Well, I remember two situations from yesterday.
Okay.
Should I share?
Yeah.
One was when we were dancing at the end, and I felt shy and shameful in my body.
Mm.
And I made very slow movements to get in touch with that. And at one point, like Diane came and offered me a hand for a dance. Like that was how I saw them. And we danced, and somehow that was really meeting a need for support when I was feeling weak and shameful. And then later on, similar situation, but in this group, in the community, when we had some gathering after this, also with body movement, I felt seen that way and welcomed. Yes.
And as you share that, are you able to feel that the quality of support, what that felt like, and connect to it now?
Just really in belly, my stomach.
Yeah. You feel a kind of strength there, something holding you up.
Yes. So now I remember when a friend of mine did something, some body exercise, and I thought I can't do it, and she just do it.
Yeah.
But in a way which really met me, and then I tried it, then, mm-hmm. and it felt wonderful with yeah. his support. Yeah.
So you're sharing with me these three experiences where in those moments you experience an actual support from someone else.
Yes.
As you recall those experiences, notice that you're right now feeling the energy of support within yourself. And how is that to come to that reality?
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I have in my mind it will happen again, and even I think maybe I can do it too.
Yeah. You can tune into that internal support also. In addition to continue to receive it from others.
Yes.
Both.
It's really a live feeling in the body.
Yeah.
And feeling the skin or in the whole body. I really want to enjoy like feeling well in my body. Mm-hmm.
You want to enjoy the aliveness, the strength, the fullness.
Yes.
Yeah. So again, I'm just drawing what we're doing now and where you're experiencing in this context of a reminder that you're wanting, as I'm hearing you before, you want to bring yourself to this dialogue with your life. You want to bring your fullness of what you're needing and what she's needing.
Yes.
And be supported in this.
And also express, which I maybe never did, how I can't pronounce the word, but how vulnerable.
Express your own.
I am when I feel weak, and how much I long for support.
Yeah.
This to show.
Yeah. So you also want to show your vulnerability. Even this kind of honesty. When
yes.
you feel, perhaps in the moment of your dialogue, you know, when you feel weak or shameful, I want to share that so you can receive support.
Yes. And I have a fear that I lose the connection.
With yourself.
Yes, and then talk in some way where it just it's different.
So you're fearful you'll lose the connection.
Yes.
And in your fear, are you longing for a quality of growing trust and confidence that you'll be able to grow, deepen
yes.
this connection with yourself.
I have the trust, actually.
You
yes.
do? Okay.
Yes.
And yet, just to yes. name the fear
yes.
is there. Mm. That's important. So in this exploration, there are many dimensions, and this is one. Right? I think I have a sense right now that there's been a quality of moving in your own experience of coming to this place of yourself and what you value and need.
Yeah.
And let's just sort of hold that for the moment, because I'm sensing that in your dialogue with your wife, this is the you that you want to bring forward.
Yes.
Yeah. So, how does that feel, just to name that?
Yeah. Just clear direction.
Yeah.
Some peace.
And in this topic of the conversation, when you sense your wife, as you bring yourself authentically, vulnerably forward, do you sense what matters to her, what she holds precious, her value?
Yeah.
Can you get in touch with the beauty of that?
Yeah. She wants to be seen in her needs.
Yeah.
Like what really matters to her.
Yeah.
Really feel understood with that.
You sense when you imagine her that that is behind her expression, in her eyes, in her voice, that that's what she holds dear.
Yes. That her needs matter.
Yeah. as you experience her needs matter, what is the body experience in you?
Despair.
Despair?
Yes.
Yeah. So I want you to notice the despair is a result of something else, not the result of touching the beauty of her needs. The despair is in touch with perhaps a loss, story.
And that I'm thinking that
yes.
if I would not
yeah.
feel my needs matter,
yeah.
I would feel despair. Just, you know.
And that's what brings the despair.
Yeah.
You notice the link between your thinking and the despair? So just it triggers that. So just mm-hmm. tracking. Put your attention on the beauty of your wife's needs to be seen, and that her needs would really matter. And this is what you value, from what I've heard.
Yes.
And now what comes up?
Have some. Like my skin is a bit getting warmer and a few warmer feet, so there's something happening.
Just enjoy that. You keep your awareness. Let yourself sort of feel, bathe in this awareness.
It seems to me that there's a world of shame.
A world of shame?
Yes.
Okay. This comes up again. So when it arises, a world of shame, meet it. You look at it. And what does the shame look like? What does it feel like in you as it shows itself to you?
I'm finding a word, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I should not be here.
Yeah.
There. I should not be here.
Yeah. If I were to listen to the shame voice in you, I say, you're saying you should not be here, meaning where?
Alive.
Alive?
Yes.
Oh, even alive.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And are you saying, the part of you that's saying this, you should not be here because you see yourself as unworthy or not good enough?
Yeah, maybe a burden for
a
others.
A burden
the
for
right
others,
word?
Yeah. Yeah.
More easy if I would not be here.
Yeah. So, okay.
If I'm not be here.
So there's something in you, some life in you that's expressing this. A part of you that's filled with painful shame.
Mm.
This part that says, I'm a burden, I shouldn't be here. If you were to look at this part of you as a part of you, this scared, shameful part.
Yeah.
And he believes he's a burden. And you see this part and you feel it. What comes up in you?
It's a dark place.
It's a dark place. Okay. So the dark place comes from the shameful part. Right? That's part of the experience of being
mm.
dark.
Yeah.
And then the dark place. Is it a lonely place?
Yes, very lonely.
So this sense, this aspect of you. Shameful experiences, I'm a burden, I shouldn't even be.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so now I think, okay, I mean, but I'm here, so.
Yeah. So another part of you responds and says, I'm here.
Yes.
Okay. And you notice how that part is different than the shameful part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I'm wondering about my wife,
yeah.
what this has to do.
Yeah. you're not clear on what this inner part has to do with your wife.
Yes.
I'm sensing that this shameful part comes up that keeps you from fully honoring your needs.
Mm.
Because it believes that, this part of it believes that you're a burden. You shouldn't. You should take care of her needs. That's my sense of it. Does that fit?
It fits.
Yeah. Mm. The shameful part keeps you from fully honoring your needs because it believes that your needs aren't worthy or don't matter or a burden. Does that match your experience?
I can relate to it. And so just my head is really not too many. More in the feeling state.
Too many?
And I'm just more in the feeling state.
Yeah, okay. So the words don't matter so much. Just feeling. So in the sense of you holding you and your wife in your needs beautifully.
Yeah.
And if the shame energy comes up, what is, if you can sense, is it there for you right now?
A bit, like
a little bit.
If I think in the conversation,
yeah,
the point where I start to feel tensed.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's also the frustration. How to do it differently so we can enter this space.
So how to do it differently, does that mean how you can meet this tension differently?
Yes. That's why I approached you.
Yeah. So isn't the tension part of the burden, shame voice that I shouldn't matter, my needs shouldn't matter?
Maybe, yeah.
You're not clear?
No.
Okay.
Like the way I experience what comes from her, then I just have a sense of much like aggression in it, or how I see it. So I don't know. It's,
say that word again.
Aggression.
Oh, aggression. I see.
Yes. Or I kind of, yes.
Hmm. So you're recalling words from her in the past in this conversation. It feels like aggression, yeah. And that creates tension in you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So in that aggression, can you sense, what is she longing for behind that?
Being seen.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when you connect to what she needs is to be seen, when she expresses the aggression, you sense that right now?
Yes, and there's the point. I wonder how I can meet that.
Well, so how you can meet that in the future. Let's meet it now.
Okay.
Stay in now. How do you meet it now? Imagine this aggression comes towards you, receiving it as her need to be seen.
I have resistance.
Okay.
Yes.
And what's the resistance?
Don't talk to me like this.
Okay. Don't talk to me like this, meaning I feel pain when I sense this energy of aggression coming. And I'm just wanting kindness, respect, consideration.
Yes, or I mean, just, yeah, some openness. I don't mind that it's a bit more lively in the, when we talk, after some time that we find some space. So there, notice a resistance.
Yeah.
Meeting it right now.
Yeah, you feel it now.
Yes. So one part in me wants to say, okay, we tried so much, we tried so much, not going to work. There's resistance. Yes.
So the feeling of resistance, can you feel this right now?
Pretty, actually I like the feeling.
You like the feeling?
Yes.
What is the need in the resistance? Can you feel?
To stand up for me. Like
yes, okay. So the feeling of resistance is saying, I am valuable.
Yes.
My needs matter.
Yes.
And I heard you say that this is what you want to communicate with her. That this experience, this energy that I matter.
It's true.
Yeah.
I want to communicate. I just say the words I have in my mind right now. I'm not willing anymore to conversate like that for a longer time, to listen longer time. I like the resistance now I say because I remember the times when I said, I do not want to listen now. It was something really strong and I felt very good and I want to integrate that energy.
There's a sense of strength in your resistance.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it honors, you're honoring your own needs in this.
Yes.
And this is what you want.
Yes.
The honoring of the needs. Yeah.
Okay. So this need I'm not honoring.
Yeah. So in this work right now, what we're doing is about feeling and anchoring in the energy of honoring this. So you can connect to it and bring this into your dialogue.
Yeah.
Do you have sense that possibility to intend that? So I'm wanting to just sort of, I think this is an ongoing exploration,
yes.
Coming back to you and your needs, and including her and her needs. So just note that this is something that I've seen you connect to here.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just stay with that for right now. And I want to go into this, the completion of this is that imagine entering into the dialogue with her.
Mm.
And set your intention to connect mutually, that in this dialogue there'll be a mutual her and you fully.
Yes. I really, actually, when I connect to this, what we talked about, the resistance, when I want to be sure, to be careful with if I want to listen and how much time I want to listen, I feel, okay, I do want to go into conversation.
Yes.
And I want to really have this in my attention. How do I want to listen? Do I want to listen that long? Or I like that.
Yes.
This is something I really want to hold.
Yeah.
And then stay with her. And see if somehow what can be.
So this awareness seems to be important for you to remember. The resistance represents to you is that your choice and your needs.
Yes.
You have this power.
My choice.
Your choice to choose to stay or to do something else.
Yes.
And this is what you want to stay connected to.
Yes.
Okay.
My choice, actually, that's really.
Choice is an important part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go again into this mutuality.
Yeah.
You have a sense of your intention to go into the dialogue. What does mutuality, if you were to intend a mutual, both of you being heard fully, what is your experience of that?
You mean like remembering?
No. Not remembering the past. It could be that, if you've ever had that intention. But to bring it now into the experience of this intention. mm-hmm. of holding it in your awareness.
Tough for me too.
What happens?
Just like the fear or the frustration, I can see it really, how I can hold her needs and mm-hmm. my need to choose, yeah. really.
Can you set that intention, that that's what you intend to do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that.
You're acknowledging the fears, they may come up, but the clarity of the intention is what the this is important.
Yes.
You said, yes.
Okay.
And what is that like? How would you verbalize the intention?
Okay, I want to hold my need for choice, yeah. to listen, to speak, to be present, to be not present. Really value that. And also want to be like curious what is happening for her, like what her needs.
Yeah. And her... her needs, meaning what's important to her,
yes.
what she values and wants.
Yes.
Okay. And what is it like, what is the experience of internally of you having this intention?
Pleasant feeling.
Pleasant.
Yes, and refreshed.
Okay. Confident? Maybe not quite confident, but at least clear and pleasant?
Yes.
Okay. So, how about if we complete this for right now? And just as a recognition that this is perhaps one exploration on this, and that there's certainly opportunity for you to continue this, to strengthen each of these places. How was that?
I enjoy it. I mean, yeah. I know I will meet her later,
yeah.
so I enjoy going with this in the conversation.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.